name is Jada Thomas, and today I will be interviewing my grandmother, Shirley Byrd, on what she experienced during the Civil Rights Movement. On Sunday, May 18th, around 1:30 p.m. Good afternoon, Shirley. How are you doing this afternoon?
Fine.
Okay. Where did you live during the Civil Rights, when the Civil Rights Movement was going on?
During the Civil Rights Movement, I was living in Longfellow.
Okay. How did it affect you as a child? Didn't you live in Virginia as a child?
Yes.
So, how old were you when you moved up here?
19.
Mm-hmm. And how was racism in Virginia, if you can remember?
Well, you couldn't go to the bathroom that the white people was going to. You couldn't go to the restaurant. They had a special side that you had to go into. Or like if you was in town, they would hand you hot dogs out the window. And you couldn't go to the same toilet water fountain that they went to.
And how did that make you feel?
It really didn't bother me.
So you were okay with being treated not equal?
Not really.
So when you moved to North Philadelphia, did anything change?
Yes, somewhat.
Were things the same?
Oh, that's Ross. She kept putting some flowers for me. Was it the same?
Yeah.
It was a little different because you could go to the restaurants and bathrooms as the white people did.
Mm-hmm.
I'm calling.
You were living in Virginia. How was the education system down there?
The educational system was great.
So you were able to get a good education despite everything that was going on with racism and...
Well, we had separate schools. The white kids had one school to go to,
mm-hmm.
and we had our school to go to.
Right. When you moved to North Philadelphia, did you continue in education or did you just start working? Like, what was your game plan when you left Virginia?
Well, I attended night school,
mm-hmm.
And took up clerical work. And then I went to cashier's training school. And then I went to work.
Well, what is the, like, out of everything that was going on at that time, what is one of the worst things that you remember happening as far as racism or inequality that you can remember that happened to you or people around you?
When we couldn't go sit down and eat in restaurants.
Yeah. And what did you do to try and change things, if anything?
Well, at that time, I really didn't do anything.
Right. It was hard to... Do you remember anything specific about Martin Luther King Jr. or the speeches that he gave?
I remember the speech that he made about I Have a Dream.
What do you remember from that speech?
That every man would be equal.
Were you ever scared down in Virginia or in North Philadelphia to go somewhere with your friends or to do something due to racism, you know, not really knowing where you'll end up or what could happen?
No.
Well, that's all. today. Thank you.
You're welcome.